It was definitely a long day in Telegraph Cove. After a major structure fire broke out in the early morning hours on deck 31 at the historic Telegraph Cove boardwalk on northern Vancouver Island, numerous businesses suffered damages before the fire was brought under control by North Island fire crews late in the afternoon around 4 p.m. According to a news release, major parts of the Telegraph Cove resort have been left in smoldering ruins, marking a tragic end to the year for the beloved coastal BC destination. The fire has destroyed a portion of the boardwalk, the old Saltery Pub and Killer Whale Cafe, the Wistell Manor Heritage House, along with the beloved Educational Whale Interpretive Center, Prince of Wales offices and staff housing, states the release, which also noted the history behind the resort, which began as a campground and marina when Gordy and Marilyn Graham, longtime residents of the North Island, took ownership in 1979. In the early 1980s, Telegraph Cove Resort was formally established and has been a cornerstone of the Telegraph Cove community ever since. Known for its picturesque setting and historic charm, the resort attracts visitors from across Canada and beyond. The fire's impact has been deeply felt, not only by the Graham family who owns it, but also by the local community, the seasonal staff, and businesses that rely on its thriving operations. The Grahams expressed their heartbreak over the loss, issuing a statement to media that the resort isn't just a business to us. It is our home, our history, and our legacy, said Gordy Graham. My wife and I are nearing retirement. We are devastated to witness our life's work, which I milled and built with my own hands, go up in flames. While we are grateful that no one was harmed in the fire, we are experiencing one of our worst nightmares. The release noted the cause of the fire is currently under investigation by local authorities, and while the financial losses are substantial, the emotional toll is immeasurable. Telegraph Cove has always been a place of connection and renewal. While today we mourn, we also look to the future with hope. My phone is ringing steadily with messages of support and community members checking in on us. We appreciate every message, said Marilyn Graham.